COPD is a common chronic lung disease that interferes with normal breathing. When the forced vital capacity, FVC, declines, it is known as chronic restrictive pulmonary disease, CRPD. When the percentage of the FEV1 declines, it is known as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The most common symptoms of COPD are shortness of breath, abnormal sputum, and chronic cough. Daily activities, such as walking up and down stairs, may become very difficult as the condition gradually worsens. The primary cause of COPD is tobacco smoking, either through direct tobacco use or secondhand smoke. Indoor and outdoor air pollution and dust and chemicals at work are also major risk factors of COPD. Heavy exposure to these toxic substances damages alveoli, causes inflammation of the airways, and contributes to COPD. COPD is confirmed by a test known as spirometry. Spirometry measures the amount of air a person can breathe out and the amount of time it takes to do so. Because 75 to 80% of FVC normally comes out in the first second, an FEV1-FVC ratio of less than 70%, along with symptoms of COPD, can confirm the diagnosis. COPD is not curable. However, it is treatable, and its progression can be delayed. It is essential to stop smoking in order to reduce the risk factors. Various forms of treatment can help decrease the symptoms and improve quality of life, QOL, including medication, breathing exercises, therapeutic exercises, and nutritional instruction. Regarding breathing exercises, abdominal breathing and breathing out longer than breathing in are the basic recommendations. Stretching up both arms when breathing in and dropping them down when breathing out also help to broaden the rib cage. Regarding therapeutic exercises, walking and regular training of the muscles involved in breathing and the lower limbs improve the tolerance of the whole body. In underweight COPD patients, increasing caloric intake can lead to improvements in COPD symptoms. Currently, pulmonary rehabilitation, PR, covers almost all of the above therapeutic methods that are used in the treatment of COPD. PR involves a long-term commitment from the patient and a team of healthcare providers, including doctors, nurses, physical therapists, occupational therapists, dietitians, social workers, and so on. A survey conducted by the Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare showed that in Japan, more than 16,000 people died of COPD in 2014, and that the number of deaths has been increasing and will continue to increase. Globally, more than 3 million people died of COPD in 2012. COPD is not curable, but is preventable. Therefore, prevention, by decreasing tobacco use and air pollution, as well as early detection of the disease, is the best approach.